Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Terms of trade, talk me through it.
Well, very quickly on the travel though, Mike, had dinner with a friend on last night from Sydney. He's been here twice in the last 3 months, both times seen violent incidents on Queen Street. His words, he travels a lot. He called Auckland the new San Francisco.
Interesting.
Terms of trade. Anyway, let's talk about trade. Look, this data's a little bit historical, but it does shine a light on what happened in the second quarter of the year. Unfortunately, that's the 3 months into June. We're now in September, but it's important stuff. So this is international trade indexes. Lots of data in this dump here. We want to talk about terms of trade. That's the ratio or the relationship between export prices and import prices. So basically, how much can we buy from offshore for what we sell offshore? So merchandise terms of trade rose by 0.4%, a little bit stronger than expected. And the reason it was stronger than expected was because export prices in the second quarter were more resilient than had been expected, and import prices eased by more than export prices. So export prices fell only 0.6%, and most of the experts in this area thought they would fall by more than that. And it sort of flies a little in the face of what's been sort of quite a well-publicised fall in export prices, so think dairy. But it looks like we aren't going to see the impact of that in the numbers, like trade indexes, until the third quarter, because you get these lags between when the price is set and the actual movements of goods. So we also got information yesterday around export and import volumes. Merchandise trade export volumes jumped 6.8%. Once again, a little unexpected, but there were some statistical quirks at play here. There were some holes in commodity product exports in the first quarter. And if you remember, we had that little patch of bad weather in the first quarter. So they were sort of storm related. So you get that bounce back in quarter two. And on the other side, import volumes fell 2.8%. So there was a big move in transport goods, about 25% fall. Not sure what it was exactly, but there was something lumpy in there. Import prices fell 1%. Again, helped by a big fall in petroleum products. You know, your oil price was low. So the key here, Mike, is in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Now, oil price has gone back up. Mm-hmm. That will have a material impact on import numbers. And the other side, that export price resilience will not persist into the third quarter. So these numbers will deteriorate, I think.
Okay. Sky City, how bad?
I'll cut right to the chase, actually. I think the share price move yesterday seems a little extreme in relation to what's actually going on here. So, look, it was a tough day for Sky City. It's hard for these guys to actually stay off the front pages over the last few years, isn't it? I mean, they've had fires, they've had money laundering issues, but Sky City share price took a tumble. It fell 31 cents, closed at $2.02. That's a 13.3% fall. Share price did fall lower than that back in March 2020, but since then it had recovered back to sort of $3.50 era. They are facing this possible suspension of the casino operator's license. So this is coming out of Department of Internal Affairs. Sky City has obligations as a responsible host. So Internal Affairs has informed Sky City that an application is being made to temporarily suspend their casino license for a period of up to 10 days. This follows a complaint made back in February 22. This is for stuff that went on between 2017 and 2021. A couple of comments, Mike. It doesn't affect their attractions, restaurants, hotels, things like that. This could take some time. There is a process here. If you look at the estimates of what a 10-day stand down actually means in terms of a hit to profit, you're talking sort of 10 to 13 million. That doesn't equate to the extent of the share price fall yesterday. This appears to be more a sort of an issue around sentiment around the sort of tough regulatory environment that they're operating in. Remember, they've got a review of the Adelaide casino there. Since this has happened, they've got put a lot of measures into play, facial recognition, etc., to allow them to meet their obligations. I think it's an overreaction on the share price.
Good stuff. Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is up 116 points. That's about a third of a percent, 34,837. The S&P 500 is up small, 4515. The NASDAQ is more or less unchanged, 14,031. FTSE 100, 7452. It's down 12 overnight. The Nikkei gained 0.7 of a percent, 32,939. The Shanghai Composite was up 1.4%, 3177. The Aussies yesterday gained just over 0.5%, 41-point gain in the ASX 200 to 7318. and we lost 15 points in the NZX 50, 0.14%, 11,513. One Kiwi dollar, 0.5983 against the US, 0.9192 Aussie, 0.5501 euro, 0.4701 pounds, 86.99 Japanese yen, gold, $1,938.66, and Brent crude, I've actually got this at 89 bucks, so that's, we don't want to see that, do we?
No, we do not, Andrew. We do not want to see violence in downtown Auckland.
No!
And we do not want to see oil at $89 a barrel.
The new San Francisco.
It's depressing. All right, mate, nice to see you. JMOwealth.co.nz, Andrew Kelleher with us.